I believe in myself. Who knows me better than me? I believe in myself. Who knows me better than me? What a positive statement that is, and what a wonderful statement that is, and how true that is. I believe in myself, for who knows me better than me? It's a wonderful thing when I look at myself and I see myself living the way I do. I create about me a world that is absolutely magnificent. I create a world about me that is absolutely fantastic. It is expressing itself in every wonderful, beautiful way. Yes, that's the kind of world that I create about me. I believe in me, and truly, who knows me better than me? Now, what is there that I believe in me? I believe that all the world believes in my philosophy. I believe that all the world lives by my philosophy. I believe that all the world is a reflection of the ideal philosophy that I have within myself, which is absolutely wonderful. There is no other type of philosophy on the face of the earth except what I believe. Because I am the creator of all. I am the creator of every other person around. I am the creator of every other being. I am the creator of all in the world. And it is good and very good. Yes, indeed. It is good and very good. And I have created it. I've created it by my thought. I've created it by my attitude. I've created it by who I am. Now, you say, well, what about some of these negative thoughts that are going on in the world? Did you create those too? I may not have created them, but I allowed them to be. Or did I create them? Does anything exist in my world that I did not create? How can I allow something to be unless I have created it? I create the positive and the negative. I create the good and the bad. I create everything. Now, it's up to me to determine where my values are and what things I want to create. I have to realize what things are important to me. Is it important to me to have everyone believe in me? Is it important for me to know that I am thinking good thoughts and that I am living a good life and I'm doing everything in divine order? Is it important for me to think that everyone thinks that? Well, if it's important for me to think that, if it's important for me to have everybody believe that I'm a wonderful person, then it must begin with me. I believe in myself. If I believe in myself, and I believe that I'm a wonderful person, I'm a thoughtful person, I'm a good person, then all of the world is that same way. All of the world is a thoughtful, good person. All of the world. It makes no difference whatsoever what thoughts are being thought in the world, what attitudes are being experienced in the world, what I am thinking or saying or doing. Everything that is in the world is there because I thought it. Everything is in the world because I put the cause in motion to bring it about. Now, that I may have put some things in motion that I no longer am interested in, is quite true. And so what I do is I just immediately forget about the others and think about the new thought that I'm putting in motion. If I had a thought and my thought was that I thought that the child was acting badly and I thought the child was not doing harmonious things, and then I say, hey, that child is so receptive to my thought. That child is so receptive to my dreams and my goals and my aspirations. I say of that child is a genius. I say of that child is doing everything in divine order right now. And I say it, 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 and I believe in myself, and I believe in what I say, and who knows me better than me, except me? And I say what I believe. And I say that child is a wonderful genius. That child is a harmonious genius. That child is a joyful, fantastic child. And the more I say that, the more I visualize that child in that way. Now, it doesn't matter what the child may have been. It only matters what that child is in my consciousness right now. It doesn't matter what my world may have been or is, apparently. It only matters what is my new thought about it now. What is my thought that I am putting in motion for myself about my world? And is that thought that I'm putting in motion about myself or my world revealing itself? Is it going to manifest itself? Is it going to come forth? Oh, it's going to come forth very wonderfully. It's going to come forth very strongly and very powerful. And there'll be no struggle. There'll be no struggle to have that child be a wonderful child. It'll be no struggle to be wealthy, no struggle to be healthy, no struggle to believe in myself. Who knows better than me who I am? I believe in myself, and I believe in myself with all my heart, all my soul, and all my being, because that is who I am. And I like who I am. I really like who I am. That is a big help in achieving the goal that I set for myself. That's a big help in having those things be revealed in my life. Yes, I believe in me. And I believe in everything I think and say and do. Now, that doesn't mean I cannot make changes. That doesn't mean I cannot put new causes in motion at any point that I choose. It only means that I believe in me, that it's me that is creating this world about me. It's me that's creating this life about me. It's me that is experiencing all of these things that are happening in my world. It's me, only me. No one else. No one else is experiencing it except me. And as I experience it, then everyone else experiences it because that's my belief. And my belief is what I believe and what everyone believes. Now, they don't have to believe it because I believe it. They don't have to think it because I think it. But they do believe it because I believe it, and they do think it because I think it, because they are a reflection of my thought. They're a reflection of what's going on inside of me. They're a reflection of my life. They're a reflection of me. And who knows me better than I? And they are a reflection. Why are they a reflection of me? Because that is the primary positive thought in my mind. That's the ideal thought in my consciousness. That's who and what I am. And there can be no otherness. There can be no otherness in the universe. I believe in myself. I believe in me. Who knows me better than I do? And as I believe in myself, I see my world a reflection of who I am. Truly. If I look out into the world and I see a reflection of something I don't like, then that's in me. And it's time for me to put another cause in motion. If I look out and I see the world as wonderful, grand, beautiful, harmonious, abundant, healthy, wealthy, and wise, oh my, yes, then that's exactly who I am. Because I cannot see in the world anything unless it's first in me. And when the world first happens in me, then I am experiencing something absolutely fantastic. Then I am experiencing something absolutely marvelous because that is me. Now, am I ready to experience who I am? There's no readiness about it. You either are who you are or you are not who you are. And you cannot be not who you are and be who you are, because if you are who you are, you are who you are, and you will always be who you are. Now, whatever thought I have in my mind is a thought of who I am. Oh, some thoughts I don't think I am. Oh, yes. And those thoughts that you don't think who you are, it's time for you to put a new thought in motion for yourself if that's the case. You make the decision. At all times, we make the decision. We decide what it is that we believe. I believe in myself. And myself is living in the now. Myself is whole and perfect. Myself is magnificent. Myself is ideal. Myself is wonderful. And all the world is wonderful. Everyone in the universe is wonderful. All is good and very good. The drumbeat that I give out is the drumbeat that the world hears and listens to, and that's one of absolute perfection. My original purity and integrity, my original joyful heart. I believe in me, and I always believe in me. And who knows me better than I do? Good question, isn't it? Think about these things, because you really are wonderful. And now, I love you. I love you. I love you.